And Matt Bevan joins us now to tell us what's making news around the world.
G'day, Lisa. Look, starting in Sri Lanka this morning, because as we've been hearing this morning, there's been a series of terrorist attacks which hit four restaurants popular with foreign tourists and three churches full of Christians celebrating Easter Sunday. The latest death toll is now over 200. There are slight differences in the numbers per news outlet, but it appears to be somewhere around 210. One of the reasons we can't be more specific about that is that there isn't a huge foreign media presence in Sri Lanka. Many foreign news organisations are desperately trying to get their reporters there from India. The news of the horror of the bombings has spread, though, and leaders around the world, including from here in Australia to India and Pakistan and to the US, have all expressed their sympathies. Pope Francis spoke about the terrible attacks in his Easter Sunday address at the Vatican.
Dear brothers and sisters, I heard with sadness the news of the horrendous attacks, which on this very day, Easter Sunday, have brought mourning and pain to some churches and other places in Sri Lanka. I would like to express my heartfelt closeness to the Christian community attacked while gathered in prayer, and to all the victims of such a cruel act of violence.
Meanwhile, the local Catholic cardinal in Sri Lanka, Malcolm Ranjit, has spoken about the attack.
So it's a very, very sad day for all of us. I wish to therefore express my deepest sorrow and sympathy to all those innocent families that have lost someone, and also to those who have been injured and rendered destitute. I would like to call upon all to pray that all those who are injured may be healed soon, and that all these families who have lost someone may be consoled.
This attack will be a terrible shock to Sri Lanka, which has been experiencing a period of peace and political stability after decades of civil war and political turmoil. After the end of the civil war with the Tamils about a decade ago, Sri Lanka has been taking gradual steps towards stable democracy. And in the last few months after the Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, the country's future has been looking bright. But what's clear from what we've seen so far after this attack is the world is ready to support them in their recovery from this disaster. Still no claim of responsibility for the attacks. The other big news story this morning comes from Ukraine, where this man has been elected president. This is Vladimir Zelensky, a comedian in his most famous TV role as a high school history teacher whose profanity-riddled rant against corruption in Ukraine goes viral online, and he is unexpectedly elected president of Ukraine. That was in his TV show, Servant of the People. And as the second Ukrainian election since the revolution of 2014 approached, it looked like it was going to be a contest between incumbent President Petro Poroshenko, a confectionery oligarch, and the former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. But then Volodymyr Zelensky walked into the ring and began gathering support, not just from fans of his TV show, but from the rest of Ukraine as well. He won the first round of the presidential election, sending him into a runoff with Poroshenko. And since then, Zelensky has been primarily campaigning on social media, not giving a lot of traditional press conferences or campaign stops. He had one debate in the country's largest stadium against Poroshenko, and his supporters tried to overwhelm Poroshenko whenever he spoke. Zelensky was the favourite going into yesterday's runoff, and as the votes began to be tallied, it seemed like he was ahead. These are votes being counted in the Donbass region, which has been at the centre of a war with Russia for 4 years. During the day, the election day, Zelensky was asked if he was ready to be president.
How are you doing? Are you ready to be president?
I don't know. The people will decide it in the evening. I'm ready.
And then the exit polls came in. This is what it sounded like at Zelensky campaign headquarters. Exit polls suggested that Zelensky won more than 70% of the vote, easily defeating Poroshenko and becoming the next president of Ukraine. Poroshenko has conceded defeat, though he did say that Moscow would be very happy with the result and that Zelensky would bring instability to Ukraine that would delight Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky has given a victory speech.
Зараз
He says he just wants to thank his parents and his wife. He says if his wife heard all the things they said about him during the campaign before they got married, she never would have agreed to marry him. He thanked the police and security services, the volunteers and soldiers for taking care of Ukraine. And he finished by saying, while I'm not president yet, I can speak as a citizen of Ukraine. I can say to all post-Soviet countries, look at us, everything is possible. Could be an interesting new phase for the post-Soviet countries around Russia. Lisa, it'll be an interesting thing to see how this presidency plays out.
It sure certainly will, Matt. Some might suggest the clowns are in charge in a few different places. It is 8 minutes to 7. You're listening to Radio National. I'm Lisa Miller.